The exhibition called Performance Now was organized by Rose Lee Goldberg, the artistic director and founder of Performa, a performance art biennial in New York. Goldberg literally wrote the book on performance art, a seminal work published in 1979, according to Rachelle Smith of the H&R Block Art Space.
She really is like the major thinker and the major organizer of performance art events. She's been thinking about this and doing this work for a number of years, so I really think she's the source.
Smith says in the 1960s and 70s, much of performance art was endurance-based. Artists put themselves through extreme actions, often requiring the full engagement or attention of an audience.
The way performance art is integrated into a practice by most contemporary artists is very different. So it looks different, and it lives in the world in a variety of ways now. So this exhibition really kind of looks at that. And it does so in a way that I think will be really helpful and useful for young artists to see.
Walking into the art space, there's a flat screen displaying a work by Alora and Calzadilla called Stop, Repair, Prepare. An 18-inch hole is cut into the center of a piano where the pianist stands. As Ode to Joy is played, the artist slowly walks the instrument.
You see the performance in the space where the performance is occurring with the audience, right, that's encountering the original live performance. But we're watching a documentation that's been equally considered by the artists and filmed, and it's a piece that they've performed in a number of different settings using different performers. So what we're seeing, I think, is a very thoughtful, considered presentation.
The works in the exhibition range from serious to playful. Inspired by a neighbor who hula-hooped on a rooftop, Christian Henkowski filmed 30 hula-hoopers on the rooftop of New York's Chinatown who followed his neighbor's moves. And with 20 hula-hoops on hand at the art space, visitors can do the same. Other artists dip into performances from past decades. In Seven Easy Pieces from 2005, Marina Abramovich reenacted iconic works from the 1960s and 70s, such as Seedbed, as well as staging two new performances, linking the past with the present. In an anthology, Clifford Owens asked more than two dozen African-American artists to contribute scores, instructions for actions in writing or drawing that he would then enact.
This one's interesting because he's offering no resistance at all. And you know, these people are having to move his body, literally, you know, pick up and move his body into these very particular positions. There's an intensity to Clifford's work, you know, regardless of what he's performing. As is the case, I think, with a lot of artists who use performance.
Rachel Smith says the exhibition provides an opportunity to think about the history of performance art and where it is now. The art space is also hosting a film series with works by Judith Levy, Laurie Simmons, and more. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.